With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Covering news in war zones can be life-threatening to journalists. But as veteran reporter Angela Kucherga says, her colleagues in other countries are in more peril. Have you feared for your own life?
I've had moments where I've been concerned. I covered the violence in Juarez day in and day out during the peak of the violent years. And, you know, you could get caught up in just being at a scene of something that happened. And sometimes the rival cartel members would come back and threaten journalists, you know, especially people who had video or photos. But often it was, you know, I thought anything, any kind of threat that I would face would pale in comparison to what my Mexican journalist colleagues face. I mean, being there day in and day out, they've had to, their news organizations self-censor, don't report certain stories in order to survive. And the individual journalists have no protection either from authorities or, and very often, from their own news organizations. So after a journalist in Mexico is murdered, and it happens on a regular basis, the investigation doesn't go anywhere. No one is punished. And so it allows it to happen again. And that has a silencing effect on all journalists working out of Mexico.
Could U.S. journalists become targets? Kucherga says rhetoric does not help.
Yeah, I think there is a worry that if, as journalists are called enemy of the people by our president, that people will think that it's open season if they don't like something we're covering. I mean, covering some of the rallies for the president, journalists have been threatened and not physically attacked to the point where they're harmed, but you know, there is a concern somebody will take it too far. And we obviously saw that man who was sending all those bombs targeting some journalists as well.
That's Albuquerque Journal reporter Angela Kucherga. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.